time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. It used to be said that the real power in government was the middle layer of worker, those workers who came in day after day and sort of controlled what happened to any legislation or business that they were responsible for pushing through. I don't know if that is still the case, but as in the case of the Klamath River and the fish's needs for water as opposed to the farmers, obviously the people who are ultimately responsible for where the water goes should be knowledgeable enough to make a decision in time to do the job that needs to be done. It certainly doesn't seem to be the case for the Department of the Interior's decision-making people in the case of the Klamath River and the salmon population. Oh, we'll increase the flow when we think it needs to be done. How long have the tribal leaders been telling that it needs to be sooner rather than later? By the time they get here to check it out, it's too late, or very nearly so. It's not like they didn't have a prior example to go by. Are these people nominated as gifts for political favors? I suppose there are hundreds of similar politically favored people in jobs they know nothing or very little about. How to fix it? I don't know. But something needs to be done. A lot of unnecessary stuff gets taken care of, I'll bet, by these political yes men or women. Which leads me to the VA mess. I wrote Senators Feinstein and Boxer about the VA situation and received an informational letter back from Senator Feinstein. She seems to be very seriously working on fixing the mess. I know many folks, men and women, who are struggling with the VA in getting appointments and good care. Our veterans, especially the wounded, not only physically but emotionally, and those who serve safely too, need to be honored with good after-service care. As much as I hate to see laws passed for every single thing, most vehicle laws are made and passed for reasons of safety and good traffic behavior. So, in the case of the tragic crash on Highway 36 a week or so ago, apparently several laws were broken or disregarded. It is against the law to ride in the back of a pickup or other truck unrestrained. You have to be in a secured seat with a seatbelt, which you rarely see. The driver should be unimpaired, of course. A few years ago at Ruth Lake area, there was another tragic accident where a vehicle went into the lake, causing fatalities. Highway 36 has been the scene of many accidents this year. If you drive it, be careful. Enough belly aching. My grandson Nate Madsen is playing on Fresno State's football team this year. They play USC at the end of the month. Watch out for Nate Madsen, a local boy in the Pac-10. While I am unashamedly talking about my family, our daughter, April McGowan, recently had her second novel published and received the Most Promising New Author Award in the Cascade Christian Writers Conference. Her published novels are Macy and Jasmine, with a third novel in the works. They are available online. And I want to extend my congratulations to Merv George, Jr. for his appointment as supervisor of Six Rivers Forest Service. The George family are good people. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.